At this point, there are some questions that I heard as I was roaming the different rooms. You have questions. Push number one now. Start with Jocelyn Obermeyer. Jocelyn, can you give us your question, please?
Yes, thank you. The question is, if somebody has been working on a project or something that can be used toward a towards a project, and they have been doing the work since module one, since they were done with module one, can they retro those hours?
Good question. I did hear that one as I was roaming.
Oh, okay.
that's good. Okay, this has to be within reason, folks. There's some cases where you can retro some of it, but because the materials that you're learning about learning how to read machines, if you didn't know how to do that, it needs to be something that's determined by the mentor. Another place that people do retroactive, of course, is on their reading materials if they've been in another program. It's a individual circumstance and really left up to the mentor to talk to the instructors of the program to make that determination. So that would be what the answer is on that one.
Okay, hi, Tina. Yeah, we had a couple questions. One was regarding blending the music lessons, the music study. Reading the sentence, the 40 hours of your independent study may consist of both lesson study and up to 6 hours of music time. So when you say both lesson study, is that your harp lesson?
Yes. So let's say you're studying with a teacher and you have a lesson that week, then 6 hours of that can be applied toward the practicum. So that's going to take you about 2 months to complete that portion of your study. Beatrice Rose, you have the mic.
Tina, the question I had for my finishing student was to clarify exactly how many of the DVDs must be completed prior to beginning the internship or putting in the proposal, or is there a requirement for a number of book reports?
Before doing the internship?
Yes.
Okay. Your DVDs 1 through 6 are the basic modes. And those are the ones where you're going to find that if you're doing an internship, especially in hospice, in hospital one-to-one, you're going to want to have proficiency on being able to improvise in those modes. When you take the ESM, you want to be able to be comfortable to improvise in the Aeolian mode, the Mixolydian mode, and the Ionian mode. Those are the ones that we're focusing on. Because when we do the Celtic circle of music, when you find the resonant tone, then what's going to happen is you'll say, oh, that person has a G tone. And so then you'll be playing in the G Mixolydian and then going into the Aeolian, accenting the G, coming up to the Ionian in G. And you want to be able to feel fairly comfortable doing that. Because when we do the experiment in the class, and you're working with your partner, it's one thing to find their tone, it's another thing to create their song. We realize that a lot of people have kind of got behind on all of this, but I would ask you to try to get at least the Mixolydian, Aeolian, and Ionian under your fingers before the ESM. If you don't have all of those materials submitted to your mentor, at least go over them and practice those so that when you're working with your partner in the ESM, they're feeling like they're getting a song played for them. And then you'll be able to understand better when you find that resonant tone, what key to go into, and the theory behind it. And that's another possibility that people might want to think about is if they're going to go into teaching groups of people or working in cancer support centers, is to look into the Rainbow of Sound project. Jocelyn, can you tell us what you're doing with all 65 children? Are they private students or are they at school? Or
These children are they're in a school, so I go there every Friday morning.
And I have one, two, three, I think there's four groups of them. And they come into class and we do Rainbow of Sound. And I'm getting them ready to do a little concert at some point in May, a little presentation. As a matter of fact, they asked me to bring them to the Phoenix Art Museum to do a presentation there, which I thought was very, very exciting. And it's going very, very well. I have groups from, let's see, first grade all the way up through sixth grade. And then I have a group of special needs children, which is fabulous. So that's going very, and that's group has all different ages in it. That's a variety of ages. I've done some rearranging of the groups just for productivity reasons, but it's going very, very well, and so glad to be doing it again.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jocelyn. I'm going to give the mic to Masayo. Masayo, you have the mic. I wanted to just check and see if you had any questions because they didn't get to you in the group.
Sure. Thank you so much. I was also thinking about the Rainbow the package. It's because I think I told you before, I'm kind of quickly losing my eyesight, and I'm at the place, I'm a little bit still very nervous about it. And I think nearby there is a Braille Institute where, for grown-ups and children. And I have not got in touch with them just yet, but I was thinking about something like Rainbow music for people who cannot see. I was wondering if there are people who are experienced with working with blind people or teaching them. Well, you, Christina, you had an example video for a non-seeing kid. So that's my question for now.
Okay. Masayo, will you do me a favor and email me and remind me to put you in touch with Louise App? Just say Louise and Irene.
Okay.
Louise and Irene both work with blind children.
Wow, thank you so much.
And Louise is down in Australia and Irene is in Illinois. And
okay.
I'll put you in touch with both of them and you can compare notes with them, okay?
Fantastic.
Okay, lovely. Well, I don't see any more questions here, and we've run about 13 minutes over the hour. So feel free to be in touch with your mentor. Some of the mentors have not been on tonight, but I'll be writing to them. Discuss your thoughts about your internship. The world is open. I mean, there's so many ways we can use music, and you're not pigeonholed into one way. But we do ask that 40 hours of that will be reserved for after you take the ESM so that you can work specifically with this concept of creating a person's own individual song, their own music, their own song to help them to relax because it is so powerful. I want to thank you all for taking the time out tonight to be online. I love corresponding with every one of you. Definitely feels like family to me. It's what keeps me going. And I hope you have a wonderful next month. Blessings to those that I've already met. And I am so looking forward to meeting so many of you this summer. Next month, we will be preparing for the ESM. And we'll be talking about the Celtic Circle of Music. I'd like to end with a little newspaper clipping that was in the newspaper where my mother lives. And I think this is just a beautiful little clipping to close out with. It's called A Gift Shared. And this person writes, "Recently, I went to the hospice in Auburn to visit a friend who is nearing the end of his life. Not what I wanted to do, but in some way I needed to. As I walked in the front door, I heard one of the most beautiful sounds that I have heard in a long time. There was a lady sitting there and playing a Celtic harp in the hallway space under what would have been a skylight if the sun had been shining. There was no jar to put tips in or a case to throw money into, just a wonderful woman sharing a gift for all to hear as people walked by, or to do as I did, to stop, sit on the bench, and just listen to the sounds of that harp. So when the time comes in our lives when we become cynical with all that is going on in this world and in our personal lives, when we are about to give up on everyone, just remember this sweet lady who just shares her gift with others for some peace in their dying days. I don't know her name, but may God bless her. Angelo Ghiberti. And that turns out to be my friend Melanie Lee, who was playing the harp that day. So remember, when you are sharing your music, that song that you've played so many times may seem so familiar to you, but for the first time, when it hits the ears of somebody who needs solace and peace and beauty, that the harp has its magical powers. And I want to thank you all for being on the call tonight. And I'm going to open up the mic so you can all say goodbye to each other. So you all have the mic now. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.